each of you on the call. Truly, this is indeed the day the Lord has made, and we're determined to rejoice and be glad in it. As you can see, for those of us in the Mid-South area here in Memphis and Arkansas and surrounding cities, you know that states as well, you know that this is a very icy day for us. And we want you to be careful out there if you have to get outside. Much of what we do has been canceled with school and everything. And so we hope that you will be safe if you just have to get out. I was out earlier and noticed that ice is all over the place. So just be careful if you have to go out today. But here it is, the January the 31st. And so we yet give God praise for that. And we thank him for his keeping power. We thank him for allowing us to make it to the last day of this first month of a new year. Listen, I don't want you to allow the newness of this new year to wear off. And even though you may have fallen back into the slump of last year, you've fallen back into some of the ruts that you were in last year, still not too late to get back on track and to focus yourself and dust yourself off and go ahead and make those commitments and make those decisions that you know are going to better your life, and don't find yourself back in the same ruts that you were in last year. For the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. She's a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So I want to encourage you to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let me give you the playback number, 605-475-3228. Of course, we have several platforms, and we're grateful for how God has allowed us to reach more than just the call-in and the phone call-in number, but we're also on Facebook Live. And so we're grateful, and you can call this number and you can hear this message later as it's being recorded, 605-475-3228. But as I was meditating today and praying and deliberating over what I would share with you for this time together, I want to say how grateful I am for each of you and your continued support of this inspirational moment. And I want you to continue to trust God and make yourself available to what God is trying to get done in your life. But the word that jumped out today comes from this little devotional that I've referred to several times. It's by Bishop Joseph Walker III. He is the presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Fellowship International. And he has this little devotional for couples. It's titled Date with Destiny. And it deals with just some devotional handles to help couples as they press toward what they're trying to accomplish. But there's also some solid meat there for not just couples, but for all of us. But as I was just kind of scanning today, the word jumped out from this devotional, Romans the 10th chapter, in verse 17, Romans 10 and 17, it says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's right. So faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You know, people often marvel at those who are able to endure difficult situations without giving up. I'm probably talking to some people now who have gone through some various difficulties in their lives, and people marveled at how you were able to overcome, how you were able to endure, and how you just had a steadfastness about you. You didn't lose your faith, you didn't lose your hope, but you trusted God. But here it is, the truth is that those who are able to endure difficult situations without giving up, here's what Bishop Joseph Walker says. He says, their faithfulness is rooted in their faith. Yeah, their faithfulness is rooted in their faith. And this word in Romans 10 and 17 says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so if we knew what those who were able to endure knew, we would hang on in there too. I mean, it took something that was on the inside of them that gave them everything they needed in order to in order for them to overcome what they had to overcome. And so many times I think we get so caught up in looking at what we see happening all around us, but we need to make sure that we hear clearly what the Word of God is saying. You know, we live in a noisy world. You would agree with me on that. And especially with all of the television commercials and all of the news that we see continue to bombard our minds over and over again. And we're constantly entertained by this whole array of potpourri, if you will, of news media that's available to us. We can click one channel and go to New York. We can go all around the world if we want to. And so we're constantly moved by sound and by that's just resounding in our ears and through our iPhones and our iPods and through all different kind of mediums. But we've got to make sure that we hear what God is saying, because His Word is what sustains us in troubled time. And if our ear gate is not open to hearing the Word of God, then we'll find ourselves in trouble every time. His Word is what gives us comfort when we're going through a very difficult time. His Word is what gives relationships that solid peace that they need in order to get through difficult situations that they might have. I don't know where I would be if it were not for His Word. And so many times we say, if it had not been for the Lord on our sides, somebody tell me where it would be. But I really don't know where I would be if it had not been for His Word, because His Word encourages, His Word inspires, His Word, it motivates us, His Word gives us the boldness. And oftentimes we can open the Word of God, and when we're going through something very difficult, we can find a word that will soothe our spirit and give us a boldness and a determination to run on a little while longer. And so I'm sure that we've all felt like giving up at one point or another. If you've ever attempted to do something to do God's will and experienced difficulty after difficulty as a result of it, you know what it's like to contemplate quitting. But here's what I want to encourage you with today. The next time you think about giving up, see Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Yeah, the next time you think about throwing in the towel, see Jesus on the cross of Calvary. He hung high, and they say that He stretched Him wide. He stayed on the cross through excruciating pain, and He remained on the cross even while they marked Him and they pierced Him in the side. He had the power to deliver Himself, yet He chose to hang on in there. I want to encourage you, and this is a powerful revelation in this. Jesus is saying to us, the next time you think about giving up, hang on in there. Yeah, just hang on in there a little while longer, because help is on the way. The next time you think about things are just unbearable for you to go through, just hang on in there. Because many times we're almost there, and sometimes we give up in the midst of what God is trying to get done in our lives. I mean, if God has promised a thing for you, then if God said He would do it, it shall come to pass. And as we said last night in our Bible study, oftentimes it's because we don't want to go through everything that's needed in order for us to get to the place that God is already destined for our lives. And so we have to look at Jesus on the cross, because here it is. If he did everything that He did for us, we ought to have a willingness and a boldness and a tenacity about us to be willing to do it for Him. Because here it is, our witness is on the line. And even when people start talking about separation and breaking up and going their separate ways when it comes to marriages or relationships that they're in, it should be your motivation to change the statistics. That's right. And say, no, I'm not going to be a part of that. It should be your desire to hang on in there and refuse to quit and use your life as a model for those who are coming behind you. And here's what Bishop Joseph Walker says. He says, you can outlive what's trying to outlive you. That'll preach right there. You can outlive what's trying to outlive you. So just make a list of things that have caused you to contemplate quitting. All of us have been there, and go over that and just meditate on it. Place it before God. Ask God to give you the strength where you're weak and to build you up where you're torn down. Ask God to give you what you need in order to endure difficult times. And then look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Because here it is, there's nothing on that list greater than what God has promised you. Yeah, you can make a list, you can write it down. There's nothing on that list that's greater than what God has promised you. So listen to God's word and you will never quit. The word of the Lord says in Romans 10:17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And so I just believe, as a result of you hearing the word, as you allowing that word to saturate your mind and your spirit, keeping that ear gate open and not be confused by all of the different sounds that you hear coming from everywhere, trying to confuse and trying to take your mind off of what God's word is saying, I believe that you're going to have victory every time, because your faith is going to increase and you're going to see it through. You're going to hang on in there. You're not going to grow weary. You're going to press toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So I want to encourage you today, even if you're going through a very difficult time, to hang on in there, because help is on the way. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for allowing us to see beyond our circumstances. We thank you, God, that you have given us everything that we need in order to endure, and you are allowing us to go through some things in our lives that many times others don't understand, but you give us the strength to hang on in there and not to walk away from your promises. And so, God, I pray for those who are yet enduring, those who have decisions that they're trying to make, those who are perhaps on the verge of thinking about throwing in the towel. I pray, the Lord, that you will sustain them in this hour. You will strengthen them and let them know that help is on the way, and that your name is greater than anything that they're going through and anything that they're dealing with. And so we pray now that you might just allow them to feel your power in your presence like never before. And so we give you praise in advance, even though there are so many things that's trying to vie for our attention and trying to get into our ear gate. We speak against that, in that we ask that you will allow your word to be prevalent in our lives, and that we might hear what your word is saying to us, that our faith might increase. And God, we claim that now, and we believe it. And we stand on your promises, and we stand on your word, and we thank you now for being our God. And here it is, the last day of this month, January 2023. We decree and we declare that we're going to look to you on the cross, and we'll see that you were wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And with your stripes, we are healed. And so we decree that over our lives. And we believe now that it's not what we see, but it's what we hear. For we walk by faith and not by sight. It's in the powerful and marvelous and matchless name of Jesus, even the risen Christ, we pray. And those who love God said, amen. Well, look, just be safe. If you have to get outside today, it's slippery and icy, and they said the conditions are going to pick up even as the day goes on. And I want to encourage you, even if you're moving around the house, just keep your spiritual antennas up. You never know, you might get a phone call, somebody needs a word of encouragement. You might even interact with somebody, even in your own home, that needs to know the power and the presence of God is available to them. And know this, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. All right, until next time, you be safe and you be blessed in Jesus' name. Talk to you next time.